A flurry of solutions have been floated to offset Carney's cuts by the June 30th state budget deadline. Carney favors letting school boards raise taxes by a total of $22 million without having to go to voters in a referendum. And he's miffed that board members are reluctant to shoulder that burden.
The mechanism that we propose to shift $22 million from state responsibility to local property taxes is the best way to do it in the short term between now and June 30th. It's curious that they're not willing to take the responsibility to do that with respect to this particular shift of, in the scheme of things, a relatively small amount of money, $22 million spread across 19 school districts.
The cuts add up to just 2.5% of Delaware's $1.4 billion education budget. Nevertheless, ideas abound to spare schools from the budget acts. One proposal would levy a statewide property tax dedicated to education. Another would raise fees on the nearly 900,000 limited liability companies based in Delaware. Still another would let school boards institute tax hikes based on the Consumer Price Index. But Matt Burrows, who heads Delaware's School Superintendents Group, says school boards are not looking to raise taxes without voter approval.
Didn't run on that. They just weren't elected on it. We've always had a referendum process. If I'm in the school board perspective, they're looking at it to be done legislatively and to come up with a long-term solution there.
The education cuts are just some of the unpopular parts of a budget Governor Carney says was full of tough decisions. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.